In every soul, there is a part that yearns to feel God's presence.
In every mind, there are mysteries that can only be answered by things of heaven.
As we gather in this time and place, we open our hearts, our souls, and minds to experience the story of how God visited the earth. Let us be ready and waiting as we call upon his presence. Come, Emmanuel, God be with us. Here in the presence of God, we gather to celebrate the coming of Christ, our Savior. During this time of year, we are surrounded by all kinds of celebrations, for the Christmas message is one of peace, love, and joy. But in those days before Christ's birth, when angels first came to tell of Christ's coming, they began with the phrase, "Fear not." Do you need to hear these words? In the midst of all the celebrations, are there fears and worries which keep you from experiencing the presence of God and the peace and joy of Christmas? Come and listen to the angels as they visit Mary and then Joseph. Take comfort in their words and let them sink into your soul. Fear not, the Lord is with you.
Thank you. wife, for she carries the Holy Child. She will give birth to a Holy Son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
Is truly with us. So now we may leave our worries and fears behind as we prepare to travel on to Bethlehem. When we hear the Bethlehem story repeated year after year, do we forget its holy power and mystery? Have we lost the joy and excitement of the story? Have we grown indifferent to its promise of life, love, and peace? Come, let's go back to Bethlehem and experience the story as if we were children hearing it for the first time. Listen now as we follow Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, where we'll witness the miracle of Christ's birth. And Joseph also went up from Galilee with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
It is night, and a chill rises from the ground. Just outside of Bethlehem, shepherds recline in the field, keeping watch over their sheep. We feel the night air. We sense the sounds and the smells of the sheep. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord comes upon them, and the glory of the Lord shines all around them. And the angel says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Suddenly there is an angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Hark the herald angels sing.
One starry night as we watched our sheep, it was dark, we could not sleep, when bright as day the angel came, we were so afraid.
Fear not, for I come to you, bringing great and glorious news, for Christ the Lord today is born, go down to Bethlehem.
Glory to God in heaven, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Go now to Bethlehem, down in Bethlehem.
And go down to Bethlehem. Listen as they share the story of their blessed encounter with heaven's angels. See Mary smile as she drinks in all the amazing things they say about her precious baby. Share the love and pride of her heart as she stores away these moments into her memory. Come and be still for a while. Know that this child is our Savior. He is Christ the Lord. Treasure this moment of worship, this holy time and place. Let the angel's words echo in your mind. Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Savor the moment and enjoy the fellowship of those around you, the presence of family and friends. As we enjoy this time of quiet worship, let's follow Mary's example. The scriptures tell us that she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you.
In the quietness of the night, lift your eyes and peer into the heavens. See the stars drifting in their eternal courses across the sky. There are others who peer into the heavens. Far away, wise men from the east follow a star toward Bethlehem. We know so little about these ancient travelers. We wonder about these men, their journey, and the star that led them so far from home. Follow them in the final stage of their search as the heavenly path of the star draws them closer to their holy destination. After searching for so long, the star finally leads them to the child of Bethlehem. And the scripture says, when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. As they opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We have taken our miraculous journey to Bethlehem. We have followed the path of Mary and Joseph as they found their place in the stable. We have shared the shepherds' joy and excitement as they rushed into Bethlehem to find Mary and the child in a holy moment of love and peace. We have peered into the heavens to see the beauty and wonder of the star. And there in Bethlehem, we witnessed the quiet worship of the wise men. When we experience all the joy, the awe, and wonder of the Christmas event, this time and place becomes our Bethlehem. We come to worship Christ just as surely as the shepherds came to the manger side. We offer our love, devotion, and praise just as the wise men offered their precious gifts. We hold dear our moments with the Lord, just as Mary lovingly held her child. The shepherds are gone. The days of the wise men have passed. Now this is our time. This is our Bethlehem. Let us truly experience God's presence as we gather in this holy place. May we worship the Savior, Christ our Lord, in spirit and in truth.
When we worship our Lord and Savior, we are filled with a freshness of spirit as we consider all the wonders of Bethlehem and all the blessings of our life in Christ. Our hearts are full. A heart full of joy is bound to express that joy. And so we rise up to celebrate the story, to give witness to its power. Join the angels as they proclaim the joyous news that Christ the Lord is born.